This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. It is a Monday. It is chilled. We have a bit of an admin day today.
Oh, yeah. What have we got to do?
Record a bunch of stuff for the week off that we have.
Oh, that's right.
We're not here next week, by the way. There you go. That's breaking news for people listening to the podcast. So you're going to be copping a bit of a replay show. Sorry about that.
It's funny because I think a lot of professions would relate to this is when you have a week off, it creates more work for you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You really earn that week off.
Yeah.
And then you do 2 weeks worth of work in that 1 week to then justify the week off.
Yeah.
And you're so burnt out. You end up getting sick right before the week off. Like last time, remember we got COVID right before?
That's right. We got COVID for our week off.
Yeah. And then I literally was still ill the whole week off. It was great.
I'm off to a 90th birthday party.
Don't bring COVID to that.
I know.
Yeah, 90.
Maybe I should wear a mask on the plane.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not above it.
Not for the regional flight. Not when I did when we went to Broome. Mm. I was like, oh, whatever. If it happens, it happens. But when I did, when I went to my cruise in Sydney, all that, I was wearing a mask.
The problem is these days is when you wear a mask, people think it's because you've got COVID.
Yeah, they think it's you. It's like, no, I'm disgusted by you.
Hey, that's a good way to get a row to yourself.
Get what, sir?
A row to yourself on the plane.
Oh, a row to yourself. Mm. I thought you said like a row to self. I'm like, what the hell is a row to self? I'm like, sounds lovely, but I'm busy. Yeah, that is one way to do it. Just start coughing and.
Oh, jeez.
No?
What's your fake cough sound like? Yeah.
That's mine. In the studio. Oh, guys.
Why is it so dangerous? Why do you become a 13-year-old girl when you have to fake cough?
I'm going to go home early, guys.
It reminds me of, I've got the black lung.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Merman. Merman. Zoolander. Great movie. The black lung.
Maybe I'll overcompensate and go.
Oh, yuck. That sounded good.
Oh, that really hurt my throat.
That sounded legit, but that was gross.
Anyway, geez, this is riveting for people, isn't it?
No, everyone's thinking about how they do their fake cough.
Yeah, sure.
We'll let you do yours now. There you go. Listener, go. Oh, that was great.
That was good.
That was really good. That was really good. There you go. It's an interactive podcast.
All right.
Alpha Bucks. All right, what is it?
Okay. E for Echo.
Yep, I'll take it.
E for Echo. This is kind of a little bit easy.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is, I'm going to do this one because it's kind of fitting with what we're talking about. Starting with E.
Name your disease.
Name something you'd find on a plane.
Oh, okay. Starting with E. Earbuds.
Yes, that's it. You could have had emergency exit.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a great one.
Egg sandwich.
Egg sandwich, yep. I had one of those.
Shouldn't have that on a plane.
No, but they taste good, but I love an egg sandwich.
I do love an egg sandwich. I only have an egg sandwich if I'm traveling somewhere.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everyone's a vegetarian, you eat eggs.
Not anymore.
Oh.
But when I was, all I would do is, a servo egg and lettuce sandwich.
Yeah, I like a servo egg and lettuce. I mean,
chancing your life.
That's why I was on Thursday.
Can I just say, though, egg sandwich used to be the cheapy thing to do, right, when you're on the road.
Not cheap anymore.
$7.50 for an egg sandwich I saw the other day.
Yep.
Strike me down.
Yep. Strike me down. Jesus. Wow.
Anyway, I can't believe it. That'll make me cough. I'll cough at those prices.
One sandwich thing, $7.50. What? And I'm in the background going, to the podcast.
Alan and Carly. Alan, since people learn how to drive, road rage has gone hand in hand.
Absolutely.
And typically the classical road rage is the forks were big for a little while there. Remember when people were giving each other the forks?
Is that the two fingers?
Yeah,
well, I don't know, you don't need to say it, but yeah, absolutely.
The classic one was the middle finger. That's been going around forever and a day as well.
I find the middle finger funny. I know it's not meant to be, and I know you're, if you're getting one, it's meant to be, you're meant to be offended by it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I just find it so funny that it's like, I'm angry at you, so I'm going to shape my finger like this and see that. That's at you.
Well, it turns out there is a new way. So Gen Zers and millennials are now favoring giving drivers the thumbs down. Now, that's the equivalent of I'm disappointed in you.
Well, I like to think it's like Roman Emperor times, like the Colosseum, and when you'd want someone to die at the end of the battle, you put thumbs down.
Oh, geez, so it's sending
like
a message.
That. It's just like, yep, I disapprove of you. Thumbs down.
I'm still on the finger because I actually gave someone the finger the other day when I was driving. And that's rare for me, but it felt good in the moment.
But
I
you're
think
such
it was...
an average driver.
I know. So... And you know what? I don't normally run the risk because 9 times out of 10, it's me.
Yeah.
I am the problem.
Yeah. I know
the
argument.
this guy, I was telling you this morning about it, every time I was trying to merge lanes, he was literally side by side. So I slowed down, sped up. I'm making eye contact with the guy at some point being like, hey, you're just trying to get across there, mate.
Yep.
To the point where I had to go around the block because I couldn't get over to the lane. The guy. So then when I finally managed to get ahead of him, turned around, did the finger.
Yeah,
it felt good.
Yeah. I'm a thumbs up guy. I like because
oh,
I feel like
a sarcastic yeah, well, good it. On you.
I love sarcasm, as we famously know on the show.
But does that translate?
Yeah.
Does
it's,
it?
Because it's like immediately you get a thumbs up. What are you thinking? Mm. You're like, obviously you haven't done something right. So I give a big thumbs up and be like, good on you, mate. You nailed it.
But see, I'd be like, oh, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's great. Thumbs up. I'd give you the thumbs back.
Okay.
Thanks,
well,
mate.
It doesn't work on stupid people, but everyone else would probably figure it out, I imagine.
Are people still really, like, getting that worked up, though?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, actually, they
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
They are.
I've seen you drive. Like,
I know. Yeah. Do you know, I get a lot of horns.
Of course you do.
A lot of horns.
Yeah.
But that freaks me out, the horns. Because for me.
What's the point?
The horn is, like, impending danger that you're not seeing. So
you,
I'm alert. I'm like, oh, my God.
You are the impending danger that we aren't seeing.
Anyway, drive safely, people.
Who's that message for yourself?
I'm just reminding myself.
All right.
I was thinking the last horn I got, it was a pretty hairy situation. But anyway, look, let's just all share the road safely. Let's be considerate of our fellow drivers.
Hug, and if hug all your else, loved ones.
And you know what? Just give them the thumbs up for encouragement every now and then like no. Alan does.
No,
and we're
not,
all good
it's not
on
for
the
encouragement.
Road.
It's sarcasm. Sarcasm. Jesus.
Alan, I'm on the move. I am moving hopefully soon.
Well, you haven't had it confirmed, all right?
No,
like,
finance pending.
You came here
pendings.
Very like, you know, adamant that you're going to share this story of you getting a house and you're finally going to be owning your house and very excited, but paperwork hasn't been approved.
I didn't realise how much is involved
yeah.
from actually saying you're buying a house to actually buying it.
It's so, such a process. Like literally, process. My refinancing, I talked about this on air maybe like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for yeah. the for it all to be sorted.
But you know what? Ugh. I'm just going to put the good vibes out in the universe and hopefully,
hopefully
it's all happening.
So where are you at? You're packing now?
Yes, sorting and packing.
Okay.
It's like early days. But one thing that's having to happen is we are definitely downsizing.
Oh,
so,
smaller house
smaller
now, yeah.
place. And the place that we've got is definitely like a bit of a fixer-upper. So there's not even a linen cupboard. Like there is literally no storage at all.
Why did you get this house?
Well, it's a fixer-upper, you know?
Yeah, but why did you get this house?
I know.
Storage?
I know.
You
and
have
I
so much crap.
I keep literally stressing to Russ. I'm like, you don't understand. There are no storage options. Like we everything has to go. So we're in the process of that, which obviously he's fine with. He wants to throw everything out.
Yeah, I like Russell.
But I didn't realize how emotionally attached to things I am. I mean, I kind of did.
You're a
but
hoarder.
When it comes down to actually throwing stuff out. So one of the things was, Russell was like, we have a cupboard full of mugs that have followed us with every move. It is time to Sophie's Choice it. And you can have 8 mugs.
Okay. How many? 8 out of how many?
I have 20 mugs at the moment. And I did a mug cull before I moved to WA. So at one point, I reckon I was sitting around the 30 mug mark.
Okay. 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 Cool, cool, cool.
Now, I want to stand in solidarity with other people that are mug hoarders because there's something about finding a good mug. Like, it's like finding a piece of treasure. You don't want to let it go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And mugs can be sentimental because some
can.
Of my mugs, I've got them from overseas trips. Some were gifted to me. Some I just like the handle and the feel of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Now, Alan, I asked you to count your mugs.
We don't need to talk about this, are we?
Because you were like, you're a hoarder, you're a hoarder, you're a hoarder. And
you
then
are.
I thought, mugs is the one thing that I feel like people secretly all hoard.
Well, when you said in our group chat, you said, oh my God, guys, I have 20 mugs. Like, isn't that insane? I went, they sound like rookie numbers. Because I know we have a lot of mugs in our house. And I am going to put the blame on Julia because I went
don't blame
and counted
her.
My mugs because I wanted to see where I stacked up against you. We have 39 mugs. Of the 39, 8 are mine.
That's double my collection.
I was shocked. But Julia
where
always
are you
drinks.
Putting them all?
That's a great question because they are pushing out one of the covers that we have. And I said to Julia after counting them all, I said, I want to color them. She's like, no. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you can't go through this many mugs. It's too many mugs. She's like, no.
I would love to hear from people on 131060. How many mugs do you have? You can guesstimate if you don't want to actually give us
no
the,
one's beating
the
that
exact
number, but 39. No way.
I reckon someone can beat it. I would like to find out the average, just on average out there, how many, because maybe we are the extreme cases, Alan.
Okay.
Or maybe 20 is the average.
Well, in the movies, they always have like two mugs. Like,
no,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Not, yeah, but that's on set. That's not real life.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got like a big family, they're all bringing mugs into the house as well.
Are they?
I don't know.
Is that a thing? I didn't have that tradition in my family.
No, you know when kids make mugs at school
with
their parents and stuff? 13 10 60. I wish the phones would start ringing right now because
no
I'm feeling
ringing.
Really alone out here.
You
I'm feeling
alone.
Very shameful.
Yep.
13 10 60. How many mugs do you have? Be honest with us.
What's
Surely,
the...
I'd love it if someone had one mug out there. No
I,
one has
I did.
One.
When I moved out of home, I had one mug.
How long did that last?
Not long, because Julia brought over tons of mugs as tradition. 13 10 60. How many mugs have you got? We're going to take your calls now. We do want to know on 13 10 60, what is the right amount of mugs to have in a house? How many have you got? We'll kick it off with Pip in Geraldton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how many mugs are happening in your house?
I have four.
Four?
Okay, that's not enough.
How many people are in your house?
Three adults and a kid.
So what is that?
You can't have a visitor.
You can't have a visitor.
Did you plan
Don't
this?
Don't ask me how many Yeti mugs I have, but I have four ceramic
now
mugs.
Now, here we go, Pip. There's a little asterisk
What's a
here.
Yeti? I don't know what that is.
It's a cult. That's what it is.
A cult.
And she knows it. Now, Pip, come on now. So if someone comes around for a cuppa, are you giving them a Yeti mug?
No. Yeah, they get a real mug.
Oh,
yeah,
so you get the Yeti mugs.
And they, as you give it to them, you go, you know how lucky you are. Are they matching at least?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're
upset. You don't want to ruin the set.
Okay.
I get it, Pip. All right. Well,
that's
all right.
But I have a tip for you.
Oh, here's
okay,
the tip.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yep.
I got a tip when it comes to like clearing out your mugs. So every time you use a mug, put it in like a different cupboard or somewhere else. And then after 6 months or however long, whatever's left in the cupboard, you can donate, throw away, get rid of.
Yeah.
Well, I only use one of them anyway.
I'm going to try that with Julia. I like that. That's a good tip. Let's go to Kyra in Bunbury. How many mugs? It's your parents, right? How many mugs do they have?
Yes. So I was doing a clean out the other day, and 46 they had in the house, and I was assuming 8 or so more in the games room, which I forget.
That's insane.
Yeah. That is insane. Now, surely you've had some intervention there.
I try and do it all the time. I'm like, let's take them to Salvo's, which I did with mine when I moved out. So I've kept my 12 favourites, which is standard, 12 Harry Potter mugs.
And well, they're themed. You need one for each house times three. Yep. Okay. Makes sense.
Exactly. Got to keep the house decorated.
46
but yeah, 46
mugs.
That's
I'm
insane.
Feeling good about myself
all right,
right
Kyra,
now.
That's a huge number. Let's go to Joe in Albany. Joe, how many mugs you got?
If you're counting teacups, between 50 and 60.
Oh,
okay, that's a collection, Joe.
Joe, that's
that
a lot.
Is a full blown. Have you got them in a glass case on display in your house?
No, they're all packed away for when my daughter holds high teas. But mug wise, we've got about. No.
How many high teas is your daughter really hosting here,
yeah,
Joe?
Great
Let's
question,
be
darling.
Honest.
2 or 3 a year.
Okay.
Okay, all right, no
What is she, Alice in Wonderland? What's going on here?
How do I get an invite to one of these?
Exactly.
She just likes high teas. She likes to get dressed up and host a high tea with her friends.
How many people is she inviting over to have 50 to 60 cups ready to go?
Oh, no, she collects Royal Albert. She's been collecting since she was 5.
Oh,
well,
so
actually,
she's
is
a
collection.
Collector.
No,
okay.
I'll allow that one. That, all right, thank you, Joe. Let's wrap it up. Sean in Geraldton, how many mugs have you got?
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I've doing well.
I got about 60 mugs.
60? Okay. I am feeling so good about myself right now. 60 mugs, Sean, how did this happen?
Just over time, over the years, moving house and, you know, most of the cups I have a lot of sentimental value.
Does everyone have sentimental value, Sean? Because I've heard this line before, so I've said it.
Nah, almost every cup I have has sentimental value. Like other people have brought them for me.
Wow.
Sean, so I just, as someone that said this and had your argument, I don't know if I believe it. I want to believe you.
Well, who's calling the... Kettle
I can
blank.
Email the photo through if you like.
Okay.
Yeah, please, actually. I want to see 60 cuts what they look like in person because I haven't seen
we'll
that
do.
Since Kmart. Yeah, send that
okay,
photo
Okay, if you
through.
Had to get rid of one, Sean, right now, what is the least sentimental mug?
You can hear he's in pain.
Wow.
He's in pain.
Maybe the plain white one that I have.
A plain white one! Sean, for God's sake, get rid of that!
That's ridiculous.
Alan and Carly. Friday. was St. Paddy's Day, but geez, it certainly wasn't mine.
No.
And now, I don't know, what are we at, like 72 hours removed from it, I can now talk about it because, geez, what a day Friday was for just being one of the worst days of just bad luck.
There was, at one point, our producer Shelby was actually writing down.
Well, I have that in front of me.
Oh.
This is literally, she started writing, because even she was like, this is hilarious, just the constant bad luck that I had. So I had Thursday off because I had a bit of a whole stomach situation happening. So on Friday when I came in, I was feeling already like, not 100%, but like good enough to get on with the job, you know?
Yeah.
First thing.
I call it a sick hangover though. You know, when you're like the next day after you've been really sick, you're still a little shaky on your feet.
I was certainly shaky. So first thing, I get in my car, turn it on, and it's making this weird noise. I go to drive around. And it just making this weird noise. I'm like, nope, can't drive it. So I'm like, well, I'm getting a taxi in. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Forget my coffee. Leave it on the kitchen bench.
Okay. Number one. Off to a great start.
As I'm in the taxi, I don't know if he's just had Macca's, but it smells like fries.
Which,
and once again,
you were saying that to me and producer Shelby like it was a negative. And I'm like, that would be the highlight of my day.
When you feel a bit ill still.
Oh,
it
fair.
It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Then I come in and just for boring computer talk. A bunch of programs aren't working that normally would. They've never
had an
issue.
That we need to get to air
aren't working. So I'm on the phone immediately with, like, you know, people and trying to fix things. That doesn't work. The headphones keep catching.
And the funny thing was they were like, this has never happened before. We don't know why this is happening. And you're like, I know why. It's bad luck day.
It's bad luck day. Even to the point where producer Shelby was in the studio and I went to just pull down her fader and the whole thing just fell off. And I'm like, well, that's never happened before. It got so bad that, like, by the time the show was done, I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm just getting out of here.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm, like, done with today.
And we didn't want your, like, cursed behavior around
us
either.
No, I did notice that. And so, you know, I'm like, you know what? Even though my stomach's a bit iffy, I'm still going to go and get a beer. I'm going to have a St. Paddy's Day. And I'm like, you know what? Actually, while I'm in town, I'm going to get a haircut. I'm going to try and turn this day around.
See, if I was you, I'm cancelling the haircut. No. I don't want a sharp object around my head at this point.
I'm turning it around. I'm going to make it. It's my day. It's not over yet. You know, it's 9 a.m., by the way. So I'm like, there's still plenty of day left. So get in town. First thing that happens, bird poos on me. Literally, right down my green shirt.
Now, you put it in the group chat with this unhappy face, and I'm like, oh, this is exactly what you needed. A piece of good luck, a sign of goodwill
it
to turn
running,
this day around.
It was wet, and there was no toilets anywhere
but
to wash
it off.
But
it's also good luck, and it's St. Paddy's Day.
No, that's what Julia said, and then she demanded that I buy a lottery ticket because I've got double luck now.
Did you buy it?
We'll get to that in a second, because then I get the haircut, blah, 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 that's all done. I then line up to get my drink. I had three people cut in front of me. What was happening?
That's just St. Paddy's Day to be
And I was just like, I don't need this. I had the one drink. I leave because I'm just done. I'm just done with the day. I then go to order a taxi to get home because once again, I don't have my car. The taxi rings me to say that he's on the other side of where he needs to be and he's just not going to pick me up. He's busy. He can't do it. I'm like, okay, fine. Ring another one. My phone dies before it gets to me. Even though I say, my phone's about to die. So just letting you know that I'm at the front here. I wait for 20 minutes. He doesn't come.
Oh, no. And the phone's dead.
So then I have to walk home. The stomach starts kicking in a little bit.
How did you walk home from...
That beer that I end up having ends up being a bit more gurgly.
Oh, God. No.
I just make it home. To not give too much detail, because I know how you are about this. Once again, adding to the worst day ever. And you asked me before, did I buy the lotto ticket? And I can tell you right now, I did buy the lotto ticket. I haven't checked the results, but I can tell you right now how I know I bought the ticket as a definite. They charged me twice.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Friday was crap.
Wait, if they charge you twice, did you get two tickets?
No, I got one ticket. And
Are you sure?
Twice. I'm 100%.
You could be a multimillionaire right now, Alan.
You'd just cut into the same total if I won the top division.
Oh.
So
I would check that ticket. You never know. Your luck could turn around at any moment.
I probably lost it. I'm sure I have it, but
I would be checking that
ticket
for sure.
I was so done with Friday.
But today's a new day, right?
No, a car's getting serviced. They're probably going to charge me for that.
Maybe you should check that ticket then. You might need it.
God, I need something. So anyway, looking forward to it. Hopefully it's a better day today.
It's a new day. Yeah. Maybe the luck of the Irish isn't on your side on St. Pat's Day.
But I'm 14% Irish, according to my ancestry. It should totally be my day, right? Alan
and Carly. If you're struggling to sleep, Alan, a new study has come out basically blaming our pets.
Makes sense.
Now, we were talking about this before the show this morning. I've spoken about this, how Gabby sleeps in the bed, on the pillow, in the middle of Russell and I. That is her preferred sleep position. Yep. you.
Yeah, Winston doesn't sleep with us. We close the door.
Revealed that.
Yeah, he doesn't sleep in the same room as us. Not my call, to be fair. I've in the past, when I was a kid and living with my parents, I always had the cats sleep in and come in and out of my room as they pleased. But Julia, no, she doesn't like that. She values a sleep, weirdly. And which is a weird thing to say as someone that wakes her up at 3:35 every morning, but she does value her sleep so much to the point where she closes the door even on weekends. I'm like, he can sleep. We've got nothing to do on Saturday. She's like, no.
Wow. No. Well,
she's cold.
Can I just say they did a huge study on this. So over 5,000 people were examined. 51.7% were females, 48.3% were males. And what they found was sleep quality differences were the most drastic between dog and non-dog owners. So essentially they're saying, if you've got a dog or a pet in the bed, you're getting a way worse sleep. Now, I feel like we are the exception to the rule here, Alan.
Okay.
Because if you use us as a sample size, right?
Yep.
I get 8 hours of sleep a night, and I've got a 42-kilo beast breathing in my ear each night.
Yeah, but enough about Russell. What about the dog?
And you?
Yep.
How many hours of sleep do you get?
No, but I deliberately get a small amount of sleep, but it's all quality.
What do you mean deliberately? What are you doing at 2 a.m?
I just don't go to bed till late. It's just how I rock. It's how I operate.
So you don't think, I need you to work with me here?
Oh,
because I'm trying to like discredit this so that more doggies and cats
it's
are
true.
In the bedroom.
But you do get a quality night's sleep. And I imagine when Gabby's not next to you, you probably sleep horribly because you're used to it, right?
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
I will say I do sometimes wake up with like mystery bruises. Luckily, I'm a heavy sleeper where she's obviously like
just
kicked me
you.
In the sleep. The one thing that's hard is like, you know when you go to Coles and Woolies and they have the rotisserie chooks and they're all going in unison?
Yeah.
That's like what it's like in our bed when we all have to turn over.
Okay.
So we've got to get like a 42-kilo dog. Otherwise, you've got her hot breath in your face. So we've kind of taught her the command turn.
Yeah.
And then we all turn like little rotisserie chooks.
No. See, the thing with Winston is he'll wake me up for food as well. So that's why Julia doesn't do it, because he'll just, you know, I just feel these like paws just climbing up my body, and then he'll just be in my face, just be like, meow, for food. Like, you know,
that's
if I don't
terrifying.
Get going. Correct. Which is why he doesn't sleep with us. But unless Julia's working at night, and then all of a sudden he'll sleep with me and I have a terrible night's sleep, and I'll go, yep, study was correct. So,
damn you, Alan, I'm trying to disprove this study.
It's all real, unfortunately. So just keep that in mind. You know, if you want to be cold like my wife, you could leave him outside the room.
That is brutal.
It's true. Am I wrong?
I couldn't imagine a world where I get away with that with Gabby. Yep. But secretly, I know I'd be getting the best night's sleep I ever had.
You would, absolutely. Yeah.
But in the daytime, that'll be a whole different story.
Absolutely. Alan and Carly. Hit breakfast with Alan and Carly. Just 2 weeks left of Survivor. Australian Survivor, Heroes v Villains. It continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10 and 10 Play. And joining us now, the man that Jeezy hung on by the skin of his teeth but eliminated last night, Simon. Good morning.
Oh, the cockroach from Queensland.
I would never call you that. But Jeezy, what an effort to survive as long as you did. You were on the chopping block for what felt like the majority of the season.
Yeah, I mean, pretty funny. I was on the bottom for like 26, 27 days.
Yeah.
And yeah, they couldn't get rid of me. And I just kept turning up with a smile on my face, being like, yep, well, it looks like another beautiful day to try to take out the king.
Speaking of showing up with a smile on your face, I find that so hard to believe with something like Survivor, because surely you'd have days where you're like, I want to vote myself off.
Yeah. To get serious about it all, like, I went through some really tough days and some really, really dark days out there. But, you know, you have to remember that this is a game. And if you can't, like, pull yourself out of that and see the fun side of it, you've just got to, because otherwise you'll waste that moment and you'll never get that back.
I was reading a news site that said that you put up a post and then you took it down, basically kind of summing up the living situation, and in particular, like, Jerry kind of treating you like bottom of the pile. What was that whole thing about?
Oh, look, it was just, you know, the sleeping arrangements were always, you know, it's a good way to tell, like, you know, who's sitting where in the tribe and stuff. But Jerry was stacking firewood where I was sleeping. In all fairness, he didn't really know. And he was just like prioritizing it to like make sure we have dry firewood. So I don't blame him for that. I actually watched last night's episode with Jerry, and I got a nice little care package from him and his family that gave me a blanket and some of the rice portions that I missed out on. So that was really lovely.
Oh, that sounds so horrible. But because I was speaking to producer Shelby, we're both Survivor fans, like big time. And we're just saying, just like what we don't see when you're on the bottom is just like, imagine every day to day just being treated a bit kind of crappy. That must just mentally suck the whole time where you just can't get along with people.
Yeah, it really does, because no one wants to talk to you. No one wants to be seen talking to you. And you just kind of, you're left out of so many conversations and bits and pieces. And yeah, it does suck. There's no two ways around it.
It seems like it's all about this King George guy. do you think he will be dethroned? Have you, and I know it was like your objective, worked out a potential weakness for him?
Look, I can put my hand on my heart and say that I tried throughout the entire season to warn everyone else about how, you know, if he gets a run on, just how unstoppable he will be. And sure enough, they didn't listen to me. People wanted to use him as a shield. And yeah, he got an amazing run on. And he's going to be pretty hard to stop from here because his pawns keep running back to him. So you know what? Good luck to him. And from here, I just hope that Mina can be the last one to stand up to him as a freedom fighter and make some magic happen somehow.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious. Online, there's been a bit of a debate over, are you an amazing Survivor player or did you just get lucky? And Simon, I think you can attest to it because there was moments where obviously the gameplay didn't quite go your way. We had the idol situation that wasn't a real idol that you tried to strategize with. We had the situation where, you know, you kind of ruined a few people's gameplay and whatnot. Simon, would you say you're a good Australian Survivor player?
That is a loaded question. I mean, look, at the end of the day, there is always some luck involved, but like I got to the top six and I had things that crumbled the way that they did in front of me, but I still put myself in the position to be able to get that far. So you know what? I don't think you make it that far without being good to some extent. Am I the greatest? Certainly not. Did I fumble my way through everything? Yes, I did. But hey, I got there in the end.
Well, you certainly nailed a bunch of those challenges. Before we let you go, how much weight did you end up losing? Because like, I know a lot of the horror stories coming out of that, people are just shedding kgs. Did you lose quite a bit?
I actually only lost like 3 or 4 kilos out there because I was just constantly loading up on coconut. Coconuts have about 1,200 calories in them. And don't get me wrong, they give you the runs.
I was going to say,
pretty quick, but it's so worth it.
Gross. Wow. I have learned more about Survivor from Simon than I've learned from any other contestant. Simon, thank you so much. I look forward to your decision when we get to that final episode for the Jury Villa. Thanks for your time today, mate.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
And it's Australian Survivor Heroes v Villains continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10 and 10 Play.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.